moving all around the Taipei area.
Oh, this always feels good.
It's 5:30 in the afternoon here in Kathmandu, Nepal.
Okay, just a few hundred steps to go, and I'm at the top of the platform here of Swayambhunath, the monkey temple.
I was drinking a mixture of beer, a rice wine, and I am really feeling it now. I am up at 3:30 in the morning to go to a tuna auction.
I am here in Mumbai, India, and I'm here in Tokyo, Japan, for Sakura, the cherry blossoms.
It's 7:45 in the morning here in Phnom Penh, and I'm just going to try to cross the street. I'm going to try on a crosswalk.
It's 6:15 in the morning, and I think I'm one of the only people in Ta Prohm. This is the Tomb Raider Temple.
Hi, I'm John Sabo, and this is the Far East Travels Podcast. Hey there, John Sabo with the Far East Travels Podcast, coming to you from central Vietnam, Da Nang. And in this episode, Thailand announces it will reopen all of its borders in 120 days to fully vaccinated visitors. As well, we're going to talk about the Phuket sandbox, the reopening of Phuket for July 1st, which is still going to happen. And also, we'll talk about the reopening of Bali starting July 1st, but not to everyone. So, as always, I super appreciate your support. If you've supported the Far East Travels Podcast in the past, thank you so much for all those people that do their monthly pledges on Patreon and those donations that come in from time to time. All of that stuff really helps me continue to create the Far East Travels Podcast and the YouTube channel. The Far East Travels Podcast now in its sixth year, which is very exciting for me. Always a thrill to speak with people from around the world that listen to the podcast. The stories I hear about people listening to the Far East Travels Podcast while they're getting through a lockdown, things like that, is very inspiring to me. So I really appreciate that. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can a couple different ways. There's a donation link in the show notes as well as a pledge link. And then, of course, you can help others discover the Far East Travels Podcast by writing a review in Apple Podcasts. So I'll leave a link in the show notes, of course, for that. As always, just follow that link. Make sure you're signed into your Apple Podcasts or iTunes account. Rate the podcast out of 5 stars. Write a review, and you'll help others discover the Far East Travels Podcast. So this is probably one of the hottest seasons I've ever experienced anywhere in my travels throughout East Asia, Southeast Asia, or South Asia for that matter, the amount of time I've spent here, and just the intensity of heat, and the heat combined with the humidity in central Vietnam. There's been days lately where it feels like 46 Celsius, so extremely hot. So it is absolutely imperative that you stay out of the sun in the middays here, of course. And even if you go down to the beach, I mean, if there is no wind or breeze off of the ocean, if the air is still, it's still quite intense even down there. So that has been a new experience for me. It's been very, very funny here. There's been a lot of foreigners that have had to leave Vietnam. There's certain visas that are not being extended. So it seems here in Da Nang, things are a little bit quieter, which is... for some businesses, it's not so good, but that is the situation right now, and I don't know if that will change anytime soon. We'll talk a little bit more about Vietnam and the future of reopening to the country as well, because I'm always getting questions about when Vietnam will reopen. We've had a lockdown here, but since last week, we've had restrictions lifted, so that has certainly lifted the spirits of the people that are still here. With the beach being open again, I'm seeing lots of people down at the beach, and they seem to be behaving and doing their social distancing. And, of course, restaurants have reopened here, as well as cafes. They're open till 9 p.m., and you can dine in again here. So it's been good. The restrictions at first seemed to be a little tough, but it's certainly for Da Nang, this part of Vietnam, it's certainly paid off where other places are still struggling to contain the virus. So that's the situation here. Now, I wanted to talk, of course, about Thailand and Bali because, you know, for sure, Thailand is going to be the pioneer in reopening to tourism, to international tourists. And currently, Thailand is still experiencing waves of the pandemic, newer waves, bigger waves of the pandemic. And their cases this past week have exceeded over 200,000 total since the beginning of the pandemic, with 3,000 cases and 24 deaths just over the course of one 24-hour period lately. But this week, Thai Prime Minister Prayut announced that Thailand will reopen its borders in 120 days to all fully vaccinated visitors. All of its borders, by the way. Now, I don't have all of the details. I don't know if that will mean visa on arrivals will be available again. I would assume so, provided that you have, of course, proof of vaccination and perhaps a few other things. But that seems to be, without a doubt, the most ambitious reopening in this part of the world. 120 days, they expect to be fully open to vaccinated tourists. So in the meantime, despite all of the new cases that have been happening lately, Phuket is still ready to go July 1st for its sandbox, they're calling it, opening. Now, if you want to go to Thailand, there's a few things. And the main thing would be if your country does qualify under the countries that have been allowed to enter Phuket and Thailand. So you would have to check with your local Thai embassy or consulate to confirm that. But again, you will have to be fully vaccinated at least 2 weeks before arrival with one of the vaccines approved by Thailand, such as Sinopharm, Sinovac, AstraZeneca, J&J, Moderna, or Pfizer. That seems to cover, I think, all of them. You'll also have to have a negative PCR test no earlier than 72 hours prior to your arrival, a valid visa and certificate of entry from your local Thai consulate or embassy. So again, that's really important for those that have been used to visiting Thailand over the years and just getting visa on arrival. You'll have to have that ahead of time, as well as travel insurance of $100,000 COVID-19 coverage. You'll also still need to install a contact tracing app. So I know for some people that might seem a little invasive, but that is the rule or will be part of the rules. And then you'll also have to have at least an amount of $640 in cash on you, which you could be asked to produce or prove. You'll also be required to stay in a hotel that is SHA, Safety and Health Administration approved, which means at least 70% of the staff have been fully inoculated. Now, apparently, most hotels in Phuket are going to comply with this. They're going to be seeking this. So you'll probably have lots of choices. I mean, there's thousands of hotels in Phuket. So they will all be eager to get your business again. So as far as children goes, between 6 and 17, they won't have to have the vaccine, of course, but they will need to have a rapid test on arrival, which costs $40. Kids under 6, not necessary. And then the last information I got, or rules I got, said that there will be PCR tests on days 6 and 12 that you will have to undergo. And non-vaccinated tourists, of course, are welcome as well if they come under one of the countries that's allowed back in, but you'll have to quarantine for the full 14 days. So, you know, it's not going to be the holiday that you're used to. If you're used to going to Thailand every year and you know, kind of whizzing through immigration and going to your hotel and just doing what you want to do, there's going to be obviously a few more things that you're going to have to deal with upon arrival. So you have to be prepared for that. You will have to stay at the hotel that you've booked for 14 days. But of course, you're free to go around Phuket if you have been fully vaccinated. And then after the 14 days, you'll be able to visit the rest of Thailand if you please. So what's been coming out of Thailand for a while now is that this will only be open to not only visitors that have been fully vaccinated, but they also have to come from a country with low rates of transmission. So this is what I was talking about before. Now, I've never seen a list of all of the countries that have been accepted. It seems like the only way you can find out is you have to contact your local Thai embassy, or perhaps online they might even have at the consulate or embassy in your area. that will confirm if, you know, you're from there, that you will be allowed to get one of these visas to enter Phuket. So confirmed countries on the red list at the moment include Bangladesh, Pakistan, India, and Nepal. So if you're from any of those countries, you will not at this time be allowed to enter Phuket. But the only way you can find out if your country does qualify for entry is, again, to contact your local Thai embassy or consulate. Now, the airlines I've seen confirmed that will resume flights to Phuket next month are Etihad Airways and Emirates. But I'm sure there'll be many more. There's lots of airlines in the past that have flown directly to Phuket. And, you know, being the only place in Southeast Asia that will be currently open to many countries, or as many countries as Phuket will open to, I think there'll be choices for sure. I don't know if you'll be getting the deals that you used to get, but there will be seats available to fly to Phuket. So that is the wrap on Thailand and Phuket. So Phuket, July 1st, depending on which country you're from, you've got to be fully vaccinated if you want to avoid quarantining. And Thailand fully open to fully vaccinated tourists in 120 days. And more of details to come, of course, as they release the details and have more plans in the future. So the one that's kind of seems to be a little bit elusive is the whole opening around Bali. Now, Bali, of course, is an incredibly tourist-driven place. The island really thrives on tourism, and when tourism isn't there, it's absolutely struggling. So they are definitely very eager to reopen Bali, the Indonesia government. And it seems like they've been talking about July 1st, but now it will seem to be, it looks like they will be moving forward with a July 1st opening, but they will be only open to Chinese tourists at first. So that is for July 1st. So if you're from China, and of course you've had, you're fully vaccinated, then you will be welcome back to Bali. One of the other things they're working on, if you're from Singapore, they are working on a travel bubble with Singapore. So this would not only allow Singaporeans that are fully vaccinated to arrive in Bali and not have to quarantine, but if there's a bubble, then you will be able to go back home and you won't have to quarantine once you get back home, which is, you know, so important in this whole travel scheme, or getting international travel going again, is people that can go someplace without quarantining, and when they return home, they don't have to quarantine. So Indonesia was one of the worst hit countries by COVID in the region, 1.85 million cases. And, you know, these places like Bali are just absolutely struggling. And, of course, they're very eager to get back. So we'll see how it goes. I know that the Australians are going to be very disappointed because, you know, Bali over the years has become, especially for the summer months, it's almost like it's an Australian part Australian colony, because so many Australians love to do their winters, which are the summers, basically, the summer months that we know of, or most people know of, July, August, or June, July, August. They want to get a little bit warmer up in Bali, depending on where they're from in Australia. So that will be kind of disappointing. And then for Australians, of course, there really aren't any bubbles other than New Zealand where you can go. You're really kind of restricted to travel outside of the country right now, unless it's for some very important reasons, but not for leisure travel. So I know Australians will be disappointed, but perhaps maybe in the future you will be able to have the country will be opening up to different travel bubbles, and hopefully Bali will be one of those places. Now, as far as Vietnam goes, I mean, with the latest outbreaks and the government, desperately trying to procure vaccines, it's going to be a struggle, I think, to open up this year. Now, the positive side for Vietnam is that Vietnam Airlines is going to be adopting the IATA vaccine passport app. So that's good news. That shows that they are trying to get ready to accept fully vaccinated foreigners again. And, you know, I don't want to squash anybody's dreams or hopes of visiting, because I know I've spoken to people on different platforms about coming back here late in the year. And of course, anything's possible, but I really do believe that the government really wants to get their population up to at least herd immunity. And in order to do that, they're going to need at least 150 million vaccines. And to date, you know, they maybe had a couple of million arrive. There was a million arrive from Japan as a donation yesterday. They have millions and millions of doses on order, but none of those have come through yet. And I'm not so sure when those will be, but that would be the priority, I think, in my speculation, that they would want to get the general population up to herd immunity. It's really important that they inoculate all of these people that work in factories, that live in dormitories, where they've had the problems in northern Vietnam and the northern provinces, before they even, you know, want to look at allowing international tourists back into the country. So if you've got plans for Vietnam this year, I don't want to say forget it or maybe start thinking about next year, but it's possible that tourism in Vietnam might not open until next year sometime, unfortunately. And then Cambodia, I've seen different stories about talk, at least, about reopening in the last quarter of the year to package tour groups for Siem Reap. And of course, again, they'd have to be fully vaccinated. That would be limited, and again, probably by country as well. So, but Cambodia is already starting to think about that as well. But that's basically it. You know, don't give up hope, but for now, it seems like Thailand is going to be the place that people will be able to come and enjoy their fall or winter this year in Southeast Asia. Hey, thanks so much for listening to the Far East Travels Podcast. Of course, you can also follow me on my YouTube channel. I'm trying to upload videos regularly on the YouTube channel, so check that out, John Sabo on YouTube. Of course, Instagram, I post daily on Instagram, so you'll always see something new coming up every day on stories especially. So John Sabo's Far East Travels on Instagram. And of course, Facebook, you can follow the Far East Travels podcast page on Facebook, the Far East Travels page on Facebook, or John Sabo Official on Facebook. So thank you so much. If you're in lockdown, take care, be safe. Be safe wherever you are. And in the future, of course, I always wish you safe travels. Namaste, tashi delay, and peace.